supercar club. Porsches, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, driven by China's super wealthy.
Well, let's just say my father is very rich. That's all I can tell you.
The son of an iron and steel magnate and a self-made media tycoon are among the princes and princesses of China's industrial kings. Most girls drive automatic, this woman says, but I think manual is more interesting. So cars are their toys, and this is where China's millionaires come out to play. On this racetrack, they can go up to 160 kilometers per hour. They're part of a growing class of young elites riding the miracle of China's economic growth. China now has more known billionaires than any country besides the United States. The average age is dropping and their tastes becoming more refined. China is now the second largest market for luxury goods in the world. This one-of-a-kind Ferrari sold for $1.8 million at auction in Beijing. It was painted in Song Dynasty-style porcelain to woo a Chinese buyer.
This is a young market. Average age of a Ferrari customer worldwide is 45, 50 years old. In China, it's 34 years old.
Other luxury car brands are revving up in China, too, thanks in part to government stimulus. Sales of BMWs, Audis, and Mercedes are all way up. Including China's hefty luxury and import taxes, these cars cost up to three times what they would in other countries.
What they're doing is they're displaying their wealth, they're displaying their social level in society, but also they want to just have fun, and they believe that they've earned it.
All right, now it's our turn. Needless to say, this is my first time in a Lamborghini, let alone an orange Lamborghini. Here we go. When people see us in these cars, they think we're cool, says this man. When I'm driving, I feel cool. Showing off? Maybe. Shifting into high gear? Definitely. For better or for worse, this is life in China's fast lane. Emily Chang, CNN, Beijing.